Good afternoon, and welcome to today's EP Infrastructure Half Year 2026 Results Conference Call. My name is Charlie, and I'll be coordinating the call today. If you'd like to ask a question at the end of the presentation, you can do so by pressing star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Alternatively, if you've joined via the web, you may submit a written question via the Q&A chat box on your screen. I will now hand over to today's host, Václav Palatek, to begin. Václav, please go ahead.
Thank you, Charlie. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining H1 2026 results call of EP Infrastructure. Those who follow us regularly, you will be used to hearing Gary open the call. Today, it's myself who will be taking you through the presentation. My name is Václav Palatek, and I'm Chief Financial Officer of EP Infrastructure. Gary had a habit to giving each set of results a short title, and I thought I would continue this tradition. So for today's call, I thought it would be appropriate to label it Through the Noise. As you will see, despite the highly dynamic market and geopolitical environment, EPIF continued to deliver stable results thanks to its diversified portfolio, and also in the reported period we completed our refinancing program. I'll get to more detail, though let me mention before I begin that this presentation, as well as our H1 2026 financial statements, are available on our website in the investor section, and recording of this call also will be made available shortly after the call. And with that, we can move to the first section, executive summary, that we are presenting on slide number 5. So update you on the key messages for H1 2026. From performance perspective, we have generated 1,044,000,000 of adjusted EBITDA in the period 12 months ended June 2026. And this is 3% up from the performance in calendar year 2025. More importantly, we continue to have the ability to convert significant portion of our earnings into free cash flow. This is represented by cash conversion ratio that reached 61% again in the 12-month period June 2026. And with that ratio, we delivered 634 million of adjusted free cash flow in the same period. From leverage perspective, we remain to be fairly comfortable with relatively low leverage. We are reporting proportionate net leverage ratio of 3.29 times as of June 2026, which is roughly the same level as we had in December 2025. Finally, we continue to benefit from the refinancing that we completed in late 2025, early 2026, through which we improved our debt maturity profile and strengthened our liquidity. And we managed to conduct that before the subsequent increase in market volatility. So if I had to cut through the noise, the story for H1 2026 is fairly straightforward. Stable performance, strong cash generation, and proven financial profile. Let's move to slide number 6 that provides an overview of our group structure. As you know, EPIF is portfolio of critical energy assets across Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Germany. We benefit from strong market position, and frequently we have strategic importance in the regions where we operate. Several of our subsidiaries are co-owned with Slovak state, while we have management control. And also in the Czech Republic, Plzeňská Teplárenská is co-owned with City of Plzeň. Again, we have management control and therefore consolidate the entity fully. From shareholders' perspective, no change. 69% owned by EPH, which is an energy group focused on infrastructure, generation and renewables, and 31% owned through CEI Investment, which is a vehicle managed by Macquarie Asset Management. So with that remainder of group structure, we could move to the second section, financial and operational performance. And I'll start on slide number 8, where I would like to give you update on regulatory and operational developments. As you will see, these matters are rather evolutionary rather than anything major or transformational, which is in line with the nature of infrastructure business. I'll start with gas and power distribution, which is our larger segment by the contribution to our earnings. This is a regulated segment, and there have been no major changes to the regulatory framework, with the exception that we already know WACC for 2027. So first good news is that already now we have the visibility, and secondly, the WACC is increasing from 5.47 to 5.71% in 2027, which will have a positive impact on our results for our DSOs, for gas distribution company and power distribution company. And there is additional element that I would like to highlight, which is the benefit that we have in the regulation, where we have relatively strong inflation protection, and also we have only limited exposure to commodity prices variations, which is embedded in the regulation. And I believe this is good to emphasize, particularly now. Second segment, gas transmission. The key development here is the increase of regulated tariff for Eustream by 10%, effective from May 2026. So again, this has a positive impact on our results. Besides that, I would like to confirm that Eustream continues to operate under its new model. Since beginning of 2025, Eustream is predominantly regulated domestic TSO, which means the company has much better visibility on its earnings. Third segment is gas storage. It also contributed positively to our reports, to our results in the reported period. However, I would like to flag that since the new gas season started in April 2026, we are operating under much more challenging market conditions. The Middle East situation pushed summer price up, which makes the economics of traditional seasonal storage less attractive. On the other hand, our storage facilities are not only about the traditional seasonal storage. We are able to provide our customers with optimization and flexibility services and products. And for instance, one of these products is called inverse storage. And as the name suggests, the price dynamics of inverse storage is negatively correlated with traditional seasonal storage, right? So in the environment with relatively low summer-winter spread, usually the price of inverse storage goes significantly up. And lastly, heat infra segment. The key development here is the ongoing decarbonization of Plzeňská Teplárenská, where we are building a brand new CCGT. In spring 26, we award EPC contract to consortium of contractors, and we expect the project to be completed in the first half 2029 as planned. Apart from this development, the segment continues to provide a stable regulated performance. We can move to slide number 9 that provides an overview of our operational and financial performance on LTM basis, so last 12 months period ended June 2026. Clearly, Cass & Bubba Distribution is by far the largest contributor to our earnings, represents 56% of our adjusted EBITDA, and the segment is followed by gas transmission and gas storage, while heat and fries is rather a smaller contributor with 8% share on our group EBITDA, and total 1,044 million generated in LTM June 2026. The slide also provides overview of our operating KPIs. I would say fairly stable in the reporting period compared to calendar year 2025. And we are also showing cash conversion, which is calculated as EBITDA less CAPEX divided by EBITDA, so that we focus on CAPEX and CAPEX intensity that varies across these segments. So for illustration, Ustream has rather limited CAPEX needs, so cash conversion is close to 100, while the majority of our CAPEX investment is directed towards our DSOs networks in Slovakia. So this is gas and power distribution segment, where we invest into quality improvements and also development in the network to get new customers, new connection points. Heat Infra also is undertaking significant investment activity, so cash conversion 71%, as the Plzeňská Teplárenská is executing its decarbonization. Overall, for the group, cash conversion 79%, strong ratio. If we strip out taxes and changes in working capital, then we would get to 61% cash conversion, which is the ratio that we were discussing on slide number 5, the executive summary. And now we can go to slide number 10. That provides a bridge between EBITDA H1 2025 and H1 2026. So for better transparency, this is 6 months versus 6 months, while so far we have been talking mostly on LTM basis. So it's visible. The group improved performance by 26 million or 5% period on period to 550 million. And the good thing is that the improvement is across these segments, across several elements. So distribution, transmission, storage, they contributed positively. The only segment with a decline is heat infra. However, the decline is primarily caused by change of scope. You might recall that at the end of Q1 2025, we disposed certain non-core assets, and therefore the reason for this decline period in period versus period is driven by the change of the scope. Right. So with this summary of financial performance, we can move to the next chapter, capital structure. And firstly, I will focus on slide number 12 that provides overview of our debt liquidity position. The key message is clear. We have completed the refinancing and we maintain strong liquidity. As of June 2026, we have liquidity of 2.3 billion, pretty much consistent with the position as of year-end 2025. And the figure is represented by 1.7 billion of cash that we have across the group and also undrawn committed credit facilities. This slide provides additional detail where the liquidity is located, being it EPIF individual entity, the parent company, then what we have within SPPI group, and then the category other, which is primarily SSE group and Plzeňská Teplárenská. Gross debt position 3.6 billion, comparable to the position as of December 2025. And most importantly, as I was mentioning several times, we completed the refinancing in November 2025 and January 2026. We issued in total 1.1 billion of green bonds. and we use the proceeds for refinancing other instruments. Firstly, we repaid 285 million of Schuldschein instruments. Of that, 75 was repaid already in 2025, and remaining 210 was repaid this year. Following to that, we focused on a 600 million bond that fell due July 2026. So during the first half, we bought back from the market 175 million of bonds, and we cancelled these bonds. And then in July, upon maturity, we repaid remaining 425 million, through which we removed the maturities up until the next one, which is June 2027 for Eustream bond. Looking back at the timing, obviously, we are glad that we made the decision to refinance the group early this year, ahead of the subsequent increase of market volatility. Slide number 13 is showing our leverage, and we remain comfortably positioned. Our net proportionate leverage ratio stands at 3.29 times, well below the revised leverage target of 4.2 times. We maintain significant liquidity. We addressed our debt maturity profile, and there is one element that I like to emphasize to investors, and this is for any capital allocation decisions in past and going forward. We always continue to assess these against our existing leverage target, liquidity requirements, and rating constraints. With that summary of our capital structure, we could move to the last section, which is key takeaways, presented on slide number 15. So there is a summary of what has been said. And let me conclude the presentation with three key messages. Firstly, the group delivered stable performance in the first half 2026, and that was supported by our diversified portfolio of regulated and contracted assets. Secondly, the refinancing program is fully completed. Our liquidity remains strong, and leverage remains comfortably below our financial policy target. Thirdly, while the market conditions in gas storage have become more challenging, the overall earnings profile of the group remains stable and predictable. So coming back to our title, Through the Noise, the key message is really straightforward. We have delivered stable performance, we completed our refinancing program, and we continue to operate with strong liquidity and prudent leverage level. Thank you, Charlie, and thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Thank you, and have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect your line.